Oh, I mean, I think it's pretty neat. But I, you know, with awards and all those types of things, and it's one of those things where you let the media and the analysts and the people who decide those things decide them. My philosophy is you go out there and you play as hard as you can, you practice as hard as you can, you put the best product on the field, and then you let people decide those things.
Even though you're 3-1, you still feel like there's improvement to be made?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I mean, there's plenty of improvement to be made throughout the whole season. And we have a lot of things that we want to make sure that we continue to improve upon. We have some other things that we want to really get going. And then there's always things, even that you do well, you want to make sure that you continue to do better. So every single day is a new challenge, and it's a lot of fun. That's what makes it so fun, is every day you come in and you find something new to work on.
On the flip side, can you be at all encouraged by the fact that y'all haven't played basketball, but you still are
3-1? Oh, definitely. I mean, yeah, there's no doubt about that. We can still, I mean, I'm going to tell you right now, throughout the whole season, I'm going to be saying we can still play better, because no matter how you play, you can still play better. But to be at 3-1 right now is definitely a good place to be. We want to continue to improve. We have a great challenge this week in Dallas.
KJ, the Rockets general manager, tweeted today that she named
him physically week one after you. Well, that's nice. Darryl's a good guy. But you know, like I said about the awards and stuff, it's all very cool, and I'm always very appreciative and humbled by it. But all I can do is go out there on the field and put the best product out there, and you know, thank my teammates like Kareem for great blocks and other guys. So it's a team game, and I'll take the honors. I'm very appreciative.
One more question, if you don't mind. Dwight Howard heard about your Mayday attempt.
And
he
said, oh,
geez. He wants you to know that he loves you to death. You can do as many Maydays as you want, doesn't matter if you're right or wrong. And he wants to come over the locker room and teach y'all how to do it. Y'all can do it in unison.
Well, I appreciate that, Dwight. You know, I don't have much time to practice my dance moves, and that's why they look the way that they do. So maybe in the off season sometime I'll stop by the Toyota Center and we'll attempt the nay-nay together.
You tweeted a special moment with your
mother. Uh-huh.
Can you talk about that?
Yeah, it's my mother's birthday, so happy birthday to my mom. You know, it's one of those things I told her in the card. I said, growing up on TV, I saw all the commercials with cars and red bows on them at Christmas time, and I always thought to myself, who can do that? You know, who can just buy a whole car for somebody's birthday or for Christmas and then put a bow on it in the driveway? I was like, could you imagine if you could do that for somebody, how awesome that would be? And my whole life, you know, my parents have made sacrifices for me, and they've done everything. You know, they've made it so that my brothers have had opportunities to have success, and so to be able to give back to her and surprise her with that, and to see my brother got me a nice video of her when she first saw it. I mean, there's really no better feeling in the world than that, to be able to take care of your family and to take care of those who are closest to you. That's no better way to spend my money than that.
Can you talk about some of the challenges Cowboys
offense? Right. I think anybody who watched the game Sunday saw that they played very well. Offense it was really clicking. DeMarco Murray running the ball very well. Tony Romo can throw the ball to Dez Bryant, Jason Witten, whoever he wants. Their offensive line obviously blocked well for DeMarco Murray to run so well. And it's a great challenge, you know. That's what you look forward to. You look forward to games like this where a team's playing good, coming off of a good win, and you want to go up there on the road and look to accept that challenge. Tyron Smith is a very good football player, you know. I mean, he's a great left tackle. He's athletic. He's big. He's strong. And he can do many different things. So I think there's a reason they gave him the contract they did.
How much do you guys feed off the excitement that there is in the city for a game like this? Because you said that recently like a playoff game was involved in it. How much do you guys?
Right. I think everybody, whether you're from Texas or not, you can feel that in this state, this is a big deal. Houston, Dallas, Texas is a football state. Football is king down here. And it's a big deal. Whether you want it to be or not, it's a big deal. And we're really looking forward to that opportunity, the challenge. And obviously it comes with a lot of energy and excitement. So you hope to be able to feed off that and use that to your advantage.
KJ Murray is getting a lot of yards before he's even getting hit. How are they making it possible? Is that just how good he is?
I think he's running the ball well. I think their O-line's playing well. And I think their passing game obviously keeps people honest. And I mean, I think they're playing good football. And when you're playing good football, things tend to go that way. And so it's our job as a defense to figure out what we can do to make sure that we slow that down. And like I said earlier, that's what's so fun about this game. You know, you see someone who's playing so well, and you want to have that opportunity to try and slow them down. I did. Yeah, I watched the game on Sunday night, and obviously it's a good opportunity to just get an initial look at a team and then come back in all week and watch the coach's tape on.
Zach Martin's a rookie. He's a good rookie, but he's still a rookie. Do you get excited when you have a chance?
I get excited about any offensive lineman. You know, rookie or not, you know, I mean, there's some good rookies nowadays. You know, good rookies play good football, and I think he's doing a good job in there for him. So I you know, I look forward to every opportunity I get.